Let's just face it. One of the reasons that people shop online is so that they don't have to pay the city sales tax. If you buy a lot of products from different places, that tax adds up. But the city council is working to put the city in a position to be able to collect taxes online. The whole sales tax online thing is pretty confusing, in part because Alaska is one of the few states that doesn't have a statewide sales tax. There's no systematic way for each of the many communities in Alaska that charge local sales taxes to collect those taxes from its residents when they buy online. But the council and city administrators have been working with their counterparts in other areas of the state to make it possible for them to collect taxes online. And that brings us to the resolution that the Kodiak City Council is considering during tonight's regular meeting. The resolution would authorize the City of Kodiak to join what's called the Alaska Remote Sellers Sales Tax Commission. The purpose of that commission is to develop, implement, and enforce a remote seller's tax code. In order to be part of the commission, the city would be required to adopt provisions of a uniform sales tax for remote sales, not local sales, but those that are done online. The new code is expected to spell out how online taxes would be collected and then distributed to the municipalities involved. In other words, how Amazon and other online businesses would collect the city's share of taxes from your purchases, where the money gets sent to, and how it finally finds its way into the city's bank accounts. In other business tonight, the Kodiak Police Department may be getting new gear to help protect officers from gunfire. The city's been awarded a grant totaling near $40,000 to purchase new ballistic helmets and hard body armor rifle plates. According to information in tonight's packet, the new equipment is to increase officer survival when they're responding to an active threat, especially from high-powered rifles. The council must first accept the grant from the U.S. Department of Justice. Also on tonight's agenda is the approval of an amendment to a lease which would allow New Singular Wireless to build a generator building near the communications tower on Near Island, the authorization of a truck purchase for the Public Works Department, and a request to transfer the location of El Chicano's liquor license. Tonight's council meeting begins at 7:30 in the Borough Assembly Chambers. KMXT will broadcast the meeting live. And as a reminder, there is a period near the beginning and the end of each meeting for the public to comment and to share concerns or thoughts with the council. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.